This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is that day we call Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Mr. Kurt Rogers joins us in studio today. How are you, sir?
I am doing fine. Happy past gobble day.
Absolutely.
I call it gobble day because that's what you do. You gobble a little bit here, take a nap, then you get up, you gobble a little bit more, take another nap.
It's kind of like grazing, too.
Yeah, that's right. You just keep going throughout. Yeah. That's the nice thing about Thanksgiving. You just keep grazing for 3-4 days.
I know. Man, it's hard to believe we're at the end of the year almost.
Gosh. It's almost over.
I tell you, you take 2020, 2021, it's like a Twilight Zone movie we've been in.
For 2 years.
With all this.
Yeah.
And it looks like we're going to go into 2022 with a bunch of stuff going on.
It's a never-ending story saga here that we just, can we kind of put this to bed and move on?
I know. So. I'm telling you. I think the way we stop this virus variant thing is just turn the news off.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was
just live your life.
Yeah.
Quit living in fear.
Absolutely. Again, our show is brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage, your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs. So, Kurt, before we get to our special guest today, let's talk about what you're seeing in the market and maybe what you see for the first quarter of 2022.
I think most people that are looking at buying a home have already noticed the prices have started to sneak up. They're still under 3% in some cases, but sometimes they're over 3%. Depending on your loan to value. And then you get the naysayers that say that the values are coming down and the market's crashing. Well, I looked at the third quarter of 2021 compared to the third quarter of 2020, and home values went up 13% in a year. Mm-hmm. Now, when you think about that on a $500,000 house, that's over 50 grand.
It's not bad.
So they anticipate that the values will continue to rise anywhere from 5 to 10% throughout all of 2022. We don't even have a 3-week supply of homes on the market. But traditionally, now is a time where home availability and home sales slow down because people have other things to do. So the market's easier to buy one now because you don't have as much competition. It's harder to find the right home. There's not enough selection.
Mm-hmm.
They anticipate that to go probably through the first 6 months of 2022, we're going to be in the same boat. So with rates still being low and understanding that they're going to rise at the latter part of 2022, if you're in the market of wanting to sell your home or buy a home, you probably got about a six-month window to still get your rates pretty cheap.
Okay. 720-895-0500 is the number, and Kurt and his team will be glad to help you. Well, we're glad to have back in studio Clem Cincy with Inspire Sleep. How are you, sir?
Great. Thank you for having me.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Always.
See, I tell you, eating what all I ate could cause sleep apnea, okay? Yeah, absolutely. And also glad to welcome back in studio Dr. Nicholas Beckman with Colorado ENT Allergy in Colorado Springs. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you guys for having me back.
Have a good holiday as well.
Oh, yeah, lots of food, lots of football.
Man, I'm telling you.
Football, compared to last year?
Yeah. There were some games Saturday that were awesome.
Yes,
really good.
College football.
Rivalry games.
Yeah.
That's a great Saturday.
I was telling Kurt before the show, I heard today with Lincoln Riley leaving Oklahoma, went to USC.
Coming over to the Pac-12.
Yeah, $110 million. Okay.
10 years.
Now, he was living in a home in Oklahoma, building a house. They gave him $500,000 over what asking price would be to get him out of those homes. They bought him a $6 million house in L.A.
Oh my God.
And gave him unlimited use to a jet.
That could just be a two-bedroom house in L.A.
Yeah. So his apartment number
two-bedroom.
Apartment number 201. Yeah. But, wow, the money in college football. Unbelievable. From boosters and all, I guess. And, geez, TV money. Crazy.
Everybody just wants to pay the big prices for the good coaches.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, sleep apnea. Doc, first of all, why don't you just kind of give us a definition from a medical side in layman terms of what sleep apnea
layman
is.
Layman terms.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's a couple of different types of sleep apnea. There's an obstructive sleep apnea where you're trying to stimulate and take a breath, but because of collapse behind your tongue, behind your palate, you're unable to, so you just build up a lot of negative pressure in your chest. There's another type that's central sleep apnea where your brain never really triggers your diaphragm, which causes contraction and expansion of your lungs to take a breath. That doesn't occur. So there's two different types. There's a mixed type as well that kind of starts as a central and ends in obstructive, but the definition essentially is attempting to breathe and it's not happening like it should.
Gotcha.
Now, the last time you were on the show, we talked about different things, but you're saying sleep apnea is you basically quit breathing.
Correct.
But it's not everybody quits breathing through the night. It's not something that's just people with sleep apnea. Everybody actually at some time shuts down, but the body, like here you said, the brain doesn't function and basically doesn't tell yourself to breathe. Most people, the brain does, and it works.
Correct. And there is a length and a level of desaturation that we look at. So the only way to tell, you know, regular snoring from sleep apnea is doing a sleep study test, and that kind of characterizes, okay, how long do you stop breathing? How much does your oxygen level in the blood kind of drop down, you know, and is that significant enough that we would call it sleep apnea? We would diagnose, you know, some sort of sleep apnea.
So you're for an average guy like me, and what would be some of the indications that I may have a problem with sleep apnea through the night? I don't sleep for very long, or I wake up coughing a lot. What are some of the symptoms?
Great question. So all the above. So that you can have all kinds of issues. The next day, if you're constantly tired, always feel like you could take a nap pretty easily. Are you waking up with morning headaches? Are you waking up gasping, gagging, snoring? Is your spouse noticing, hey, you don't breathe, or you're constantly like you're gagging, trying to grasp, get some breath? You know, lots of different things can go into it, and we can't really nail it down and get a diagnosis until we get that sleep study. You know, there's a lot of people who will have some associated insomnia with it that is actually presenting as apnea. So there's lots of different things out there that contribute to it.
Well, as you get older, you don't sleep through the night anyhow. And when you get up, you're always tired the next morning, so you don't get them good REMs.
There is a change in your sleep pattern as we age, and especially in men. You know, we'll sleep for a little longer, and it's a little more prone to taking a nap in the afternoon because you're waking up at, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, something like that.
I'm glad my wife's listening to this, so when I want a nap, the doc said that's okay. That's normal for me.
Being overweight or obesity plays a role in this. A lot of guys have that, right?
It does.
And so I was doing a show with a doctor in Dallas that I do every week this last week on this, and he thinks that your field is going to explode here over the next few years because we are a very overweight society.
Correct.
I mean, and he thinks sleep apnea is going to become, you know, very, very prevalent here.
Yeah, and I think that there's been a lot of research into it in just the last decade, and we've really realized, you know, how big of a problem it is and how much it's affecting other organ systems, and something that, hey, we need to pay attention to this. This is affecting people in a negative way. We need to do something about it.
Yeah, this is not just something that just disturbs sleep. I mean, like you say, this is a health big problem.
Yeah. All that extra negative pressure in the chest, you can just imagine your heart sitting there too, and it's trying to pump, it's trying to work, and if it's doing that against a lot of extra negative pressure all night, every night, well, that's not good.
Yeah, it's not getting enough oxygen. The fuel's gone.
It puts people at a 4 to 5 times increased, you know, cardiac mortality risk rate.
Is it hard to convince people that when you go, I'm diagnosing you with having sleep apnea, is it hard? They go, no, I don't have that. I mean, is it hard to convince people sometimes?
Occasionally, yes, especially in, you know, some of our patients will come in and I'll treat, you know, 70, 80-year-old women who are not obese, not overweight, and do have some snoring, and they're like, I don't have sleep apnea. And we get a sleep study, and they have severe sleep apnea. And so, you know, it's not always your traditional kind of overweight gentleman you see walking down the street. It can be, we know now that there's a lot of different phenotypes of people out there who have sleep apnea, meaning that it prevents in a variety of fashions. And it can be that just the muscles and tongue in the back of the throat are all relaxing, making it hard to breathe, even, you know, no matter what your kind of overall body habitus looks like.
Right.
I have no idea, but is there, as you're going through this and you're having these things, that one of the things you talked about was obstructive. Is there maybe a pill you can take to relax your muscles to where your tongue doesn't recess back? Is there something you can do before you either get the machines or get Inspire?
So there are a lot of ways to treat sleep apnea. You know, CPAP is the first, foremost kind of gold standard sort of method to try. But people hate that. And so there's been lots of methods throughout the years of things we can do. You can do an oral appliance. You could potentially have surgery where they break your jaw, break your midface, try to move that forward. We've tried all kinds of, you know, various surgeries for severe patients. We used to be putting tracheostomy tubes, a hole in their neck to just bypass, you know, the back of the tongue and everything like that. Try to avoid that now, except for very extreme cases.
Sure.
But there's, you know, lots of soft tissue surgery, taking out the tongue, taking out the tonsils, taking out part of the soft palate, all kinds of stuff that we've tried in the past to just give people options.
Okay, this is one of your specialties.
Yes, sir.
What caused you to get into it? What was the motivating factor?
So I trained in Memphis, Tennessee, which has a pretty high rate of sleep apnea. And one of the people I trained with was actually kind of at the forefront of sleep surgery. And so I got a huge exposure to it with him. And so having that kind of exposure and seeing all the different procedures that we offer and that we can do just kind of gave me a passion for it. And I'm a surgeon. I love to operate. Sleep surgery cases are a lot of fun to do, and you can really help people. You can change their lives. I mean, I've only been in practice myself for a pretty short time with Colorado ENT and allergy, and all my sleep patients are kind of the happiest ones and the most fun ones to take care of. I really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. So it's a great quality of life thing that you can offer people and really make a difference. So
observation, when with society the way it is and how hard people work, there's always a difference when you get a good 6 to 8 hours of what I call REM, that deep where you're out, mm-hmm. how well you feel the next day versus you're getting pieces because you're up and you can't sleep through the night.
Absolutely.
If I could get those 6 to 8 hours every night, I'd be a whole lot happier person.
Yeah.
But they don't always happen because of the stresses of life.
Yeah. I had a patient who we did go through with the hypoglossal nerve stimulator. I saw him back and he was doing amazing. He lost like 20 pounds, looked great. People are happy to sleep.
Yeah, because probably doing that, if that's a first step, probably gets people more in tune with their health and they mm-hmm. want to do better and they want to feel better to go through something like this, you know, and want to take control of their health. Because this doctor told me today, he goes, hey, look, you're either going to take control of your health or one day I will, you know, and then tell you what you got, diabetes or whatever.
Yep.
So, I mean, it is something I think where people are hopefully paying a little bit more attention to their health. Yeah, for sure.
And I think they are. A lot of people are coming in and, you know, they are wanting to do something about it themselves. They've heard about, you know, the Inspire device, or they've heard about something, you know, they were diagnosed with sleep apnea years ago, hated CPAP, and then drifted away, didn't want to do it, didn't think there was an option for them. And then they hear about this and come in and really want to take control of their life and get a better night's rest and start feeling better.
Well, Inspire has a great commercial, and I think it's made people aware that maybe think that they have sleep apnea, but they don't want to wear the devices. They got these people sitting in a room around in chairs, and they have all these, and their friend is sitting there without one. I just think it's a great perception of you can actually get rid of it and not have to sleep with this thing on your face.
Correct.
I think they do a very good job of that. It makes me laugh every time I see it. What's your device, dude?
We try.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's really kind of cool.
Check out the website. It's inspiresleep.com. When we come back, we will tell you about some different events that you can go on there and see some live patient testimonials and all of that. So we'll take a quick break and be back with more right after this.
Divorce, custody issues, child support. These are words you probably hoped you would never have to say, and now you need help navigating these tough times for you and your family. For over 30 years, the law offices of Joline A. Harrow, PC, has been changing the face of divorce and other family law issues in Colorado. They empower their clients to move beyond the divorce process, to envision the full potential of their lives after divorce, and to live up to that potential. At Harrow Law, you'll find attorneys you can trust to defend your family's interests. They are dedicated to helping you with your family law and estate planning needs. At Harrow Law, their goal is to take your case out of the courtroom. The financial and emotional toll may not be worth it. That is why they are proud to provide cost-effective legal services that will find a beneficial resolution that works for your family. Call Harrow Law today, 720-541-5873. That's 720-541-5873, or visit harrowlaw.com. Attorneys you can trust to defend your family's interest. Harrow Law.
Now's the time to get into the Outdoorsman's Attic. It's truly a wall-to-wall sale. Sitka gear 25% off. All clothing, fishing gear, and packs 30% off. You'll find many items 30 to 50% off retail. Great deals on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, camper, hiker, or hunter in your family. Or bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic and turn it into cash. And if you're looking for a great handgun, rifle, or shotgun, get by the Outdoorsman's Attic. If your firearm needs a little work, see Scott the Gunsmith and tell him Scott at Sportsman Colorado Radio sent you. All at the Outdoorsman's Attic. Great service, great bargains, great gear. 2650 West Hampton.
Rates are low, but are you still paying too much interest? Why continue to pay most of your interest up front like a conventional loan when you can use the Asset Manager to save thousands in unnecessary interest costs? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. The Asset Manager is a simple interest loan, which means when your payoff decreases, your payment decreases, and so does your interest. Our clients are paying off their home in half the time, they're not changing their spending habits, and they have access to their equity for 30 years, even after it's paid off. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Think about it. This simple interest loan allows you to own your home faster, access your equity for 30 years, which means never having to refinance over and over and over again to pay off debts or for home improvements. No more requalifying, no more additional cost. Call 720-895-0500. Affordable Interest Mortgage. And see for yourself. You're in control, not the bank. NMLS 298191, regulated by DOR, Equal Credit Lender.
Keep moving ahead with savings on Goodyear tires during D&D Tires Limited Time Savings Event. Don't miss your chance to save $50 when you buy four qualifying tires for your vehicle. Plus, get up to an additional $200 back by online or mail-in rebate when you use your Goodyear credit card on your complete purchase. Hurry, these limited time savings from Goodyear won't last. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions apply. See store associate for details. Offer valid from November 24th to December 1st. Stop by D&D Tire today. Three locations to serve you, two in Aurora, one in Parker. Check them out, ddtireservice.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters, once again brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. If you're just joining us, Clem Sensi is with us from Inspire Sleep, and also Dr. Nicholas Beckman. He's with Colorado ENT and Allergy in Colorado Springs, and our subject is sleep apnea. So, Doc, maybe think about your last couple of patients and kind of reminisce a little bit about their stories, you know. And now, have most people tried several things before they come to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most people have. In fact, this is not a first-line therapy, so you can't jump straight to this. So you've had to have at least tried CPAP usually beforehand. I like people to give it at least a three-month shake before they decide pursuing other options. Other times, they usually have tried oral appliance devices. Maybe 10 years ago, they had their tonsils out, their palate worked on, then ended up having to go back to CPAP and then find their way back to see if there's other options.
Gotcha.
Okay, if somebody is thinking of the Inspire and the sleep apnea, what do they need to do first? What qualifies them to be able to go to that device versus the CPAP? What's the difference? I mean, when you do your testing, is there how many breaths they lose, how much time they're off? What are the...
Correct. So as we talk about that sleep study that patients will get, so we need one within 2 years' time, and then we look at that to kind of see how severe is it. If they just have mild sleep apnea, then Inspire is not a good option for them. We can usually try to do more conservative things, weight loss, maybe oral appliance, maybe CPAP, something like that. If it's moderate to severe, so we look at the apnea hypopnea index, so basically how many times in an hour do they stop breathing? And we want to make sure that there's not many central contribution, because That's again where the brain doesn't trigger the breath. So the Inspire device senses when you breathe. Well, if your lungs don't take a breath, the device doesn't know to fire. So that those people are not, they need to, we send them a different route in terms of if they have a high central component. But we look to see basically 15 times to 65 times in an hour. So, you know, as high as once a minute, people will stop breathing.
65 times they quit breathing?
Yeah. Yeah.
In an hour?
So I've, the highest I've seen is 134. So twice a minute, more than a 10-second stop
in their
breathing.
He's not getting any sleep at all.
No, no. I've had a few patients.
Nor
is
anybody else, probably.
And so, but for the device itself, we look for 15 to 65, make sure there's not too high of a central component. You know, we did talk about the weight patients carry around with them. So there is a height-weight ratio we look at, or the BMI, the body mass index. And if that's over 35, then we have to talk about weight loss or other options before we pursue hypoglossal nerve stimulation.
Right. And so let's say they call you. Do they go through what's the procedure of just kind of clearing things? Do they clear insurance stuff before they come through and all that? Or
so we, down at Colorado ENT and Allergy in Colorado Springs, we take – every insurance, and the in terms of the hypoglossal nerve stimulator, you know, it's FDA approved. They have set up, you know, contracted rates with all the major insurance companies. Okay. So it's actually pretty widely approved and available as long as you, you know, are meeting those FDA criteria. You know, you've tried CPAP, your apnea hypopnea index falls within the appropriate limit, your BMI, your weight falls within appropriate limit. I do one study in the operating room before we get to that point. So we do something called a drug-induced sleep endoscopy. So I take a tiny little camera, and I look at the back of the nose, the back of the palate, the back of the tongue while the patient's asleep. So, you know, if we tried to do that in the office, you can imagine if I put a little camera in there while you're trying to snooze in my office, it doesn't work very well. So we do use propofol in the operating room to make them get them asleep, get them snoring, take a peek at what's going on. And there's certain people that have a specific collapse pattern of their palate that don't respond very well to the device. Other people who have a good palatal collapse pattern. And so we make sure that they're one of those people before we proceed to implant. Because if we're going to do it, we want to make sure you're going to be a good candidate and it's going to work and help.
So we got some listeners are out there and they're saying, okay, that could be something I have.
Mm-hmm.
What would be their first step? Not necessarily moving all the way to the Inspire because they don't know how much. What would be the thing you would recommend they do first to start the process to find out if sleep apnea is an issue with them?
For sure. Absolutely. You know, reach out, talk to their primary care, get a sleep study. You know, if it's been over 2 years or they've never had one, that's always where I'm going to start. So we need a sleep study. Take a look what they have going on. Then I can give them all the options.
How long does a sleep study take?
There's all kinds of different options there. So there's at-home options where you wear, you know, a little bit of there's multiple different varieties of those. Sometimes it's just something on your finger. Sometimes it's something on your forehead and a little sensor in your nose. Sometimes it has a belt that kind of goes around your waist. And usually that'll be for 1 to 3 nights that you just do at home. If it's a little more complicated or complex of a patient, sometimes we'll do an in-lab sleep study where they'll actually have to go to a facility and do it in the lab, and that would just be a one-night thing.
And what do they bring?
Just themselves.
Besides their pillow.
And a good night's rest, yeah.
So what is that sleep? Is it just simply measuring breathing, a sleep study?
So it's measuring lots of things. So it's measuring the oxygenation. So we're looking at the pulse ox or how much, you know, we need to assess what level you're at and what level you drop down to during the apneic events. A lot of times we're checking to see, okay, is there an effort or, you know, is your lungs trying to expand, your diaphragm trying to contract? Is there flow that's occurring through your nose, through your mouth? Is there, if you're in lab, we'll measure for restless leg, all kinds of stuff.
Wow. Again, Dr. Nicholas Beckman is our guest, Colorado ENT and Allergy in Colorado Springs. So let's get to a couple of patient stories. If a couple come to mind of just what they've went through, how much they suffered before they found you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, without going into too many details, we've had, you know, a lot of patients who are kind of in high stress jobs, you know, police officers or train engineers that, you know, they can't be tired on the job or they're struggling with that and find their way to me because of whatever reason, and they're interested in treating their sleep apnea better. CPAP, they weren't able to tolerate it, and were able to proceed with hypoglossal nerve stimulation, and they've done amazing. I mean, we've had some patients who, like I said earlier, lost 20 pounds, kind of getting way better rest. A lot of times you'll see them back when they'll have their spouse with them, and they're like, I'm getting better sleep than I have in a very long time because, you know, snoring's decreased. They're not stressed about their spouse not breathing.
Yeah, that's what we notice with patients that we've had in with Clem before, seeing the spouse.
That's my favorite scenario.
Seeing the spouse.
They've actually come in and give us hugs and say, thank you so much. We can sleep in the same room again.
We both get to sleep through the night.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
What a concept.
It's great.
Okay. And you love the ones that have, that you are kind of a slam dunk. So we had one patient that their apnea hypopnea index was in the 50s, and we got them down to 1 an hour. And so that's not the, you know,
the norm.
But when you have that happen, man, it's awesome.
You know it works.
Yeah.
How does the Inspire device work? What makes it different than the CPAP?
Yeah. So it's, CPAP is a pneumatic stent, right? It's pressurized air blowing open the back of your throat, back of your tongue to get air down into your lungs. The hypoglossal nerve stimulator, the Inspire device, the way it works, I make two incisions. So one's on the chest, and that's where kind of the battery pack, the computer, everything there sits there. So that's right over the pectoralis muscle, or the main muscle of the chest. Then I also go down and I actually go between two ribs and put a little sensor that senses every time they're breathing. And so that's how it determines when to activate the muscles of the tongue. So then my second incision is right underneath the jaw. I go down, I find the nerve that controls the tongue, and there are certain branches that cause the tongue to go backwards. We don't want to include those because that would make the problem worse. You're trying to get the tongue to move forward. So we identify the branches that stiffen the tongue, move it forward, move it out of the way, open up that area back behind the palate, back behind the tongue. It actually affects multiple levels, which is really nice about this therapy. And that's the way it works. So it's every time you're breathing in, it's sensing it, and then it's telling your tongue to fire, move forward, open up that airway so you get a good breath.
Okay, about how big is that device?
The device that's implanted is
size
like
of a battery?
Maybe like half a typical card, like a business card, maybe like half that size.
Oh, yeah, about size. One
and then
little square batteries.
Thicker than that, but yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then what you end up with is a remote about the size of a cell phone.
Yeah. And what guy doesn't like a remote?
Well, yeah, I mean, please. What? And if you upset the wife, she'll turn you off.
Yeah,
exactly. Hit the button, you're in trouble.
Now, recovery, as a surgeon, you say little incision, and everybody's driving is going like,
they're always little to a surgeon.
So what's the recovery like?
The way better than everything else we used to offer for sleep surgery. So, you know, you take out somebody's tonsils and whittle away on their palate. I mean, I prep them that they're going to hate me for 2 weeks because it's every time you breathe, every time you swallow, every time that palate and the, you know, lateral walls where those tonsils came out, every time that moves, that hurts. Well, when you breathe, you talk, you swallow, that's moving. And so that takes a couple of weeks to heal. Whereas with this, you know, you're able to go home the same day. You know, you're on your typical kind of weightlifting restrictions. Don't lift anything more than 10 pounds. If somebody's like an avid tennis player or something like that, I usually have them hold off on that for about a month.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've had patients who, after it, don't even take any narcotic medicine. They'll just use ibuprofen and Tylenol and they're good to go. The incision that I make on the neck under the jaw, I always prep them that they'll probably have some swelling there, maybe a little goose egg for a couple of weeks, but then that'll go down by the time they see me a few months later.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's got to be a great feeling, man, to see people come in full of despair. I mean, you know, I mean, they're at their wits' end, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, in just a few months, you see a changed person.
Yeah. I mean, I had that clinic this morning, and I had two patients come in who are inquiring about it just because they need something. I mean, they just aren't sleeping well. They're not happy. They want to know what they can do to do better.
Right. Once again, Dr. Nicholas Beckman is our guest, Colorado ENT and Allergy in Colorado Springs. And then where are there other locations?
So we have locations on kind of the north side of Colorado Springs, central Colorado Springs, and then our allergists have a place further south, too, where they see patients off Lake.
Okay, good deal. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We've got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, this is Chris Kane with 303roofer.com. If you're looking to put on a new roof because of hail, give us a call at 303-390-1382. We'll give you a cash price, which means you'll most likely get to keep some of your insurance money instead of giving it to us. It's your money, we know that, and we'll price the work accordingly. So give us a call today, 303-390-1382, or go to our website, 303roofer.com.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Hey, Dan, you know, our jobs are pretty different. I'm a baseball announcer, you're an attorney and a talk show host.
Yeah, but we do have something in common.
Really? What's that?
Our favorite car dealer, Len Lyle Chevrolet.
Yeah, definitely not your typical dealership.
That's so true, Jack. No high-pressure sales tactics. They respect your time. And when you have two jobs, that's important.
You know, I'd recommend Len Lyle Chevrolet to anyone. And with their low overhead, that means
lower prices. Yeah, we really do have something in common.
Len Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the least. Chevy, find new roads.
You're listening to 560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters. Once again, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Glad to have Clem Sensian with us from Inspire Sleep. Check out that website, inspiresleep.com. And Dr. Nicholas Beckman, Colorado ENT and Allergy in Colorado Springs. And if you would like more information, let me give you a phone number, 719-867-7800. Just mention you heard him on KLZ 560, and we will get you in to see Dr. Beckman.
If somebody wanted to learn a little bit about what you do and about the, do you have a website they go to, or do you have anything on online that they can learn?
Yeah, we do. Great question. So we, Colorado ENT and Allergy, we have a website set up to see all the docs, all the providers, all the services offer, which is, you know, not just sleep, all of ENT or otolaryngology and allergy. And then in addition, there's the Inspire website where we can, you can see where to sign up for our seminars where we actually talk about the device, talk about, you know, patients and go through all that.
Right.
How many seminars do you hold, a monthly or what?
Bi-weekly. So every other Wednesday, Dr. Beckman and one of the sleep providers in Colorado Springs has a presentation they go through to talk about sleep apnea, treatment options, and they focus on Inspire and answer some questions at the end.
Where would somebody go if they wanted to sign up for that?
Inspiresleep.com. There's an events tab on that main page, and if you go and type in basically the state that you live in, it'll pull up all the available talks that are offered in that area.
And about how long are they?
About 45 minutes.
Not long.
Not long, mm-hmm. Nope. Nope, it's a and we also have a patient advocate who comes on who actually talks about their firsthand experience with the procedure and the process to get to where they are today, and they talk about the results. So it's a very helpful, useful resource for patients who are interested.
Yeah, get some background, and then from there they can find the doctor in their area that does it.
Correct, and then we also feature their contact information for both Dr. Beckman and the sleep provider, so they know exactly who to contact based on where they are in the process. If they want to go straight to Dr. Beckman, they have a phone number. We actually ask for their personal information or the contact information at the end, and if patients want to be contacted, be scheduled, I pass that on to the clinic, and someone from the clinic will reach out to them and get them scheduled.
Mm-hmm. I tell you one thing that's great. I love patient kind of testimonials, and what I've found, they don't care about HIPAA. They don't care about anything, man. They'll tell you their life story. But you know what? It's because, I mean, and I've done some stuff with some stem cell folks and different things like that. And, you know, and they looked at, I mean, pain changes your life, okay? Same as this with not sleeping. So, but what I have found is, man, people say, man, what can I do for you? You don't even have to ask them. They'll go, is there anything I can do for you to tell people about this? Have you found that to be true?
Oh, yeah. We have, I mean, on a weekly basis, we have patients who'd be happy to speak for us about their experience and how they've responded and their experience with providers that we work with. So, oh yeah, there's plenty of them out there. We actually have some that are officially ambassadors for Inspire that we can put patients who are interested in looking into therapy. We can put them in direct contact with them, and they're happy to answer any of their questions without us being involved with no middleman.
Mm-hmm. Now, I realize this may be a bit more of an age thing where people generally over, 50, 60, whatever, but what's the youngest person so far that maybe has had to do something like this?
So there's actually a study out there right now in children who have Down syndrome or trisomy 21. So one of their problems in terms of sleeping is significant sleep apnea in that patient population. And the reason why is they kind of have a small jaw that's set back quite a ways. And so it causes their tongue to fall back quite a bit. And so they're looking at in the children population that has trisomy 21, has failed other traditional methods of treating sleep apnea, tonsillectomy, that sort of thing, is proceeding and moving forward with a hypoglossal nerve stimulator. And those results aren't out yet or anything that I've seen, but that's the youngest and kind of the most, front edge for a specific population that might be helpful, that could really benefit from something like this when you know that it's from that tongue falling backwards. Well, if we can stimulate it to move forwards, really help them out.
Mm-hmm. You talked about insurance companies. Most insurance companies. The one I didn't hear was Medicare.
Medicare is approved.
Yeah, because I would think that the more senior citizens have that issue of sleeping than younger. Down syndrome, I would understand why, but age group wise, I would think it'd be older.
And the kind of like we touched on earlier, one of the things, everything is a little bit more relaxed as you age, and that also includes the tongue in the back of the throat. And so we'll have patients who come in and they're completely normal weight and have severe sleep apnea, have a apnea hypopnea index in the 50s 60s, and you look at them and you wouldn't have ever guessed it, but sometimes when as we age, everything relaxes, that tongue falls back, blocks everything off, and then you're kind of stuck.
Sure, absolutely. Does sleeping position, is it from laying on your back, does that have anything to do with it, or
then
is that the main?
During the sleep studies, they'll actually look at kind of how are you sleeping? Are you sleeping on your side? Are you sleeping on your back? And a lot of times they'll give you a number that says, hey, your sleep apnea is 2 times worse when you're on your back compared to on your side. And so, if you're on your back, gravity is going to really contribute into causing the tongue to fall back, the palate to fall back. Mm-hmm.
So those beds that kind of lift you up a little bit could be helpful?
Mm-hmm. Those can be helpful. There's actually, you can get a special shirt that you can put a tennis ball in the back so that you never really want to sleep on your back. You can't roll over to it, so you'll kind of constantly try to do your side.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to have us do something with a tennis ball. If you'll bite this tennis ball, keep your tongue in place.
There's one study out there of people who use a didgeridoo. So over in Australia, the big wind instrument, they have a lot more contraction and workout of their tongue muscles and muscles of their throat, and so that's actually, they have less sleep apnea. And so somebody obviously published on that and said, hey, if you have mild sleep apnea, using the didgeridoo could be one option for you. there's all kinds of random things out there people have tried.
Good.
Once you have the Inspire device installed, are there any lifestyle changes you need to make? Is there any other issues?
In terms of lifestyle changes, not that I counsel anybody on. And some people who need to have recurrent MRIs of their chest, because of that battery pack and everything sitting there, it can cause a lot of artifact on the MRI. So they would not be a good candidate if they, every year had to have an MRI of their chest, or every 6 months had to have an MRI of their chest. But if they're getting CT scans or MRIs of the shoulder, upper extremity, neck, head, those are all still okay. But otherwise, just that recovery period is the main time that I have any sort of limitations. And then after that,
I'm sure our listeners out there are going, how do I recharge this? Do I come up with a little device and put it on my chest?
Get your car battery.
Plug me in and I'm good. How long is the battery good? Do you have to take it out to recharge it?
The battery is 10 years. And so at 10 years, we have to talk about going back to the operating room to switch it out real quick.
Oh, well, that's quite a ways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Decade's pretty good.
All right. And how many of these can you do in a day? I mean, if you've got a schedule,
So we've done 3 in a day. A couple weeks we're going to do 4 in a day, which is kind of exciting. That's will be a record here on the entire, like everything west of St.
Louis. You have to start early, don't you?
That'll be a 7 o'clock start.
That's what I mean. Which means you got to get there earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a long day.
It'll be a good day, though. It'll be fun.
So would you say there's been a change in, if you look at 10 years ago to today, a big recognition of sleep apnea?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that for a long time, you know, all we had was CPAP. Then everybody tried to kind of do tonsils, UPPP, and then kind of had to go back to CPAP. And there was a little bit of discouragement in terms of what is surgery going to be able to offer. And then there became a lot more options out on the table in terms of what we can offer surgically. You know, the hypoglossal nerve stimulator, hyoid expansion pharyngoplasty, where we remodel some of the muscle of the throat, maxillomandibular advancement, or the bony kind of reconstructions. And so, mm-hmm. you know, we went back to the drawing board, tried to figure out lots of different ways that we can offer it. And then we realized, you know, a lot of it is patient selection. And so finding that patient, you know, you try to customize the therapy to them. You don't use a one size fits all approach to this therapy. You look at the patient, talk about it with the patient, you know, get their wishes, get what they're able to do, and then see where their actual collapse is. You know, where is your problem coming from? Is it coming from the palate? Is it coming from the tongue? Is it coming from the hypopharynx or down below the tongue? And really, really focusing on those areas to treat that patient specifically and not just kind of a one size fits all, you get this sort of thing.
Right. So tuning the remote then to do what you want mm-hmm. to do, is it, I'm familiar with like a TENS unit where you just turn it up to different things to make that TENS unit work. Is that the same thing with this, or you set it, or do we set it, or how does that work?
So kind of the process, the way it looks like. So after you get the unit placed, we let everything heal up for a month. We don't touch it. We let you heal, make sure everything's going well from that standpoint. Then 1 month afterwards, you have an activation appointment where everything gets turned on. You're given the remote, and you have that and kind of taught how to use it. And it's set at a pretty low setting. And then you go home, you know, get ready for bed. You activate the device. There's a 30-minute delay, so you have time to fall asleep before it actually starts working. So, you know, it doesn't immediately turn on. You can kind of, you know, sense a little bit, almost like a small spasm of the tongue or kind of just a contraction of the tongue. And then from that point on, every 4 or 5 nights, you try to go up on kind of the strength of it until you get to a point where, you know, you tolerate it. You feel like you're getting a good night's rest. And usually about that point, you're about 2 months out from getting activated or 3 months out from surgery. And we do another sleep study then to make sure it's working. So we want to make sure that after you've been implanted, that this is actually doing what we want it to do. And we're actually treating you and making sure we're getting a good result. And if we're not, identifying why and what we can do to help you get to a level where you will get a good result.
It might be a stupid question, is this hereditary? Can it go from children and or parents down to their children?
It's multifactorial, right? So it's a little bit of everything. So, you know, if you come from a family that's bigger, everybody's going to be bigger. So
right.
A portion of that. And then, you know, a lot of it is just A, bad luck, and then B, also your own kind of diet, everything that, you know, has contributed to you being you. Mm-hmm.
If you've been a smoker for many years, does that affect this on what you decide to do?
You know,
because it's a lung issue is the way I'm kind of perceiving it.
Correct. So smoking is going to affect the lungs. You know, if you're unable to oxygenate as well because you have scar tissue in the lungs, all that sorts of stuff, that's going to be a separate issue. So sometimes I have patients who have sleep apnea, but they're also on, you know, oxygen because of COPD.
Right.
Well, I can't get them off of oxygen because I'm not going to be able to treat the COPD and make that right. better. But, you know, hopefully we can get them sleeping better, get those, you know, numbers down. If they're unable to tolerate the CPAP, we're doing something to address all those problems so they aren't kind of adding to each other in terms of overall worsening the health.
Right. You mentioned at the beginning of the show that you've been doing this for several years. How long have you been working with Inspire and installing that device?
So I did them when I was in training with my mentor who trained me down in Memphis. So he was actually one of the first ones he was on the original paper to get the FDA approval and everything. So I had exposure back then in Memphis, and then everything's been taken off over the last year and a half or so down in Colorado Springs.
So they've been around for quite a while.
Yeah, they've been doing studies and research. Well, they back in like the 80s, they were doing studies on dogs in terms of hypoglossal nerve stimulation, and then it never really went off, took off anywhere. And then in the kind of 2000s and 2010 especially, they really started saying, hey, you know, we should go back to that. There's something there. And started kind of the implant program, those first kind of few patients in the university settings, see how it did, see how it went. And then it really built from there. 2014, they got FDA approval. And then in the last 8 years, I think 17,000 or something like that have been implanted.
Is this mostly a male problem?
I mean, it's all the above. I mean, women also have sleep apnea. Right. You know, I would be curious. I'll have to get an answer for that the next time, what my numbers are in terms of male to female. But, I mean, I implant right now, seemingly, I would say, just as many women as men.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Again, it's Colorado ENT and Allergy in Colorado Springs. The number is 719-867-7800. And Dr. Nicholas Beckman is our guest. Now, if somebody has a pacemaker, let's say, and then they need this, can they?
It's perfect.
Will they pick up another channel?
It's okay. Okay.
they can do that.
Yeah, the pacemaker is usually always over on that left side, so we just do ours on the right side, which is usually what we do anyway. And it works fine. They don't affect each other. We haven't had any issues with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, if you know of someone, and maybe you know of someone very well, because it could be your spouse, don't delay, because, Doc, putting this off is not going to – this is not a condition that ever gets better on its own,
is it? It's not
going
away.
Correct. It's not. And it's – and, you know, it's not always a one-time stop sort of thing. Like, this is – I like to think of sleep apnea as a chronic condition. You know, there's not a single pill, a single surgery I can always do to make it be perfect, make you get back down to baseline. But I'm going to try to do my best to continue to go until we can get it as well as possible. But it's a chronic condition that'll be around. You know, it's not like a flu and you'll be better in a month.
Right. To kind of chime in on back to Dr. Beckman's comment about the post sleep studies, the post implant. A lot of patients don't understand, a lot of providers don't even realize that this device is insanely programmable. So we can customize it specific to each patient. And in that sleep study, we make small adjustments to make sure that it's optimized for each patient in that study. And if we're not quite happy with where they are, as Dr. Beckman said, we can bring them back in and we can change small things to see if we can get them a better result. So it's incredibly, there's thousands of different configurations we can try for each patient to customize it specifically for them.
Cool.
So
that's pretty slick.
Absolutely.
They walk up there, they got this little device, say, okay, how about this? How's that feel?
Actually, that's exactly what I mean. That's true.
It's inspiresleep.com. Go to the events tab and type in your state, and it will show you what's happening around there, and you can join in on some of their webinars. And again, the number to Colorado ENT and Allergy in Colorado Springs, 719-867-7800. We got to take our last break, and we'll be back with more right after this. For years now, you've heard me talk about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and yes, for almost 20 years, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has been taking care of our pets. From medical, grooming, boarding, and even training, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is your one stop for all of your pet's needs. Not only is their facility state-of-the-art, but now you can download the free Lone Tree Vet app and visit their online store for your pet products and pharmacy needs. You can also have your very own pet portal. Plus, don't forget to read their blogs at LoneTreeVet.com. Do you take your dog on hikes? Check out Hiking the Trail Safely with Your Dog. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Call today 303-708-8050 or check them out, LoneTreeVet.com.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, has a unique background that makes him a more effective advocate for you. He handles both criminal and civil cases. Most attorneys only do one or the other, but Kevin has almost 25 years of experience on both sides, which means he has more practice in the courtroom. Most personal injury attorneys will say they have experience in court, but since only about 10% of personal injury cases actually go to trial, those attorneys only appear in court once or twice a year. Because Kevin also takes criminal cases, he appears in court constantly. Kevin has a rare ability to present an argument that only comes from years of experience learning how to read a courtroom. KLZ's personal injury attorney continues to practice both civil and criminal defense because he believes the courtroom keeps him nimble. Trial tested, trial ready. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886.
Have you been thinking about a new pair of glasses? Maybe some prescription sunglasses? Well, look no further than Stack Optical. Since 1968, yes, you heard me right. Since 1968, Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality ocular care for their patients. This family-owned business is proud to be one of the few optical offices that has their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Stack Optical, located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway, features the most extensive lines of eyeglass frames, sunglasses, and contact lenses to ensure that you love your appearance and experience superior comfort. Our comprehensive eye exams proactively diagnose eye conditions and diseases while providing the most accurate vision care. We welcome you to experience a lifetime of superior ocular care from doctors that are devoted to your eye health. Call now for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. At Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
This is Chris Kane with 303 Roofer. If you have an insurance claim on your roof and want to keep some of that money in your pocket, give us a call and we'll give you a cash bid to replace your roof. You pay insurance every month and now insurance has paid you. It's your money and we understand that. So give us a call at 303-390-1382 or visit our website, 303roofer.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Again, any mortgage needs, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. If you're just getting in the car, turn on the radio. Clem Sensi is with us from Inspire Sleep. Check out the website, inspiresleep.com. Go to that events tab. Type in Colorado if that's where you're hearing us, or Wyoming or New Mexico, wherever you may be hearing us, and they will let you know of events that are going on, and you can hear some real patient testimonials there. So, Dr. Beckman, if someone's listening and they're saying, like, look, I don't know what I got, but I just know I'm not sleeping good, they can give you guys a call and get scheduled for just a consult to see what's going on, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Colorado ENT and allergy, we take, you know, all insurances. We oftentimes have appointments available the next day. So if somebody wants to get evaluated for this, get in, worked up, kind of assess and see what's going on, you know, all of the providers in the practice can all treat sleep apnea. And so we're happy to get anybody in if they're worried about it to get it kind of evaluated and worked up.
Now, if they say, hey, look, I don't want to come there and, you know, end up owing a lot. So as far as insurance and stuff, Inspire, Clem, you said you guys kind of handle the insurance thing once they call in, get their insurance card information, and then you guys kind of help them with that?
Kind of, yes. So okay. If a patient is interested in moving forward with Inspire and they go through the process, meaning they see Dr. Beckman, they have a consult, they schedule the drug and do sleep endoscopy, which is typically the last piece of information we need.
Gotcha.
And as long as Dr. Beckman and the patient want to move forward, Dr. Beckman's staff will send us a packet with all the patient's information, and we submit that to the insurance company on behalf of the patient and Dr. Beckman and manage that process on the insurance side. So it's something the patient and something Dr. Beckman's staff don't have to deal with. And then once we get the approval, we let Dr. Beckman's schedulers know so they know when to get the patient's scheduled for surgery.
Now, once somebody gets the device and they have it and they put it in, you say they have it for a couple of days, and then you start talking to them about adjustments, what should their expectations be of that device throughout the process? How long before it kind of sinks into where they're comfortable? Mm-hmm. Or do they just think, well, it's in, I'm done?
So we'll turn it on a month after the surgery, after the implantation, and then you have kind of 2 months to play with it, get used to it, understand how it's working, everything like that. And then we do the titration study to kind of see, make sure, how is this working? Is it working well? Are we where we want to be? And about 70% of patients will be happy with that. Maybe they need to get up, you know, a little bit more strength, but usually they're doing pretty good on the right track. And then there is a chunk of patients that, you know, as Clem was talking about, how we can do lots of different variables that we can address and kind of program in specifically for the patient. So if there is, you know, if we're getting hung up somewhere and we're not getting an adequate, you know, therapeutic level, or we're not, they're unable to tolerate it for whatever reason, lots of things that can be adjusted to get them to a spot where it can be successful.
Are you able to read what they're going through? I mean, when they have the device, does it Does it take that information and put it out on a system? Or it's just a conversation you have with the patient?
We're able to do it when they're in the lab. There's nothing that's like streaming from them collected in terms of that sort of thing. But the use of it, how that's going.
How they're sleeping.
Yeah.
A lot of it's subjective. So we base a lot of what we need to accomplish or what we need to address based on subjective benefit. So if patients in between the time that we activate them and when they're scheduled for their sleep study, if they call in for any reason, whether it be the discomfort of the stimulation or they're not quite where they want to be from a symptom reduction perspective, then we bring them back into the clinic. All this is done in the clinical setting where we bring them in and we make adjustments based on what their chief complaint may be.
Yeah, they quit breathing too many times and they're not getting the sleep they want, so you make those kind of adjustments.
Common one is I'm still snoring. and unfortunately, we can't guarantee that we're ever going to eliminate snoring completely, but we do what we can to minimize it as much as possible based on programming changes and stuff like that.
But it should help. It would help. Yeah.
The data says yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, I think Reggie Wyatt's probably the most popular kind of NFL guy that we passed away from it. Mm-hmm. So, when we're talking about this, it isn't something that we're just trying to scare people into saying it's serious. It can be life-threatening.
Yeah. It's a, moderate to severe sleep apnea. It has a 4 to 5 times increased cardiovascular risk. So you are putting a lot of extra strain, a lot of extra stress. If you think about it, you're having all these little micro arousals at night to try to tell your body, hey, you got to shift so you breathe. Well, that's carrying over the next day in terms of you're having all those micro arousals, blood pressure is going to be elevated, increased risk of stroke, increased risk of diabetes, all kinds of things that increased risk of heart attack, everything that you don't want to deal with, especially as time goes on.
And you don't understand why it's happening.
Yeah.
You just don't.
Yeah.
It's not a thought that you think of.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's just the stresses of the world.
Yeah. When patients come in for an initial consultation, I'm always asking about their heart history. Have you ever had a heart attack, stroke, high blood pressure, on any medication for your blood pressure, all that stuff. And
sure.
Because it all correlates. It's all together, pulmonary hypertension, heart failure, all of that goes into this.
All right. It's pretty easy to read. You love what you do, don't you?
I do.
Huh?
You always got a smile on
your face. No, it is. You can pick it up. You really love, helping people.
It's a fun thing to do. I'm in a great setting. I couldn't be happier with where I wound up in Colorado ENT Allergy.
Yeah.
Great group of people there, and you get to help people day in, day out. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. It's a good deal.
Well, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for being with us.
Thank you guys for having me back. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Clem, thank you, sir.
Really appreciate it. Thank you.
All
guys.
Right. InspireSleep.com. Go to that events tab, type in your state where you're hearing us from, and check out some of their videos there, patient testimonials. Again, it's Colorado ENT and Allergy in Colorado Springs, 719-867-7800, 719-867-7800. Kurt, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, and we all need to pray for snow. We need some snow.
No doubt.
Seriously, we need some snow.
For sure. Thanks for being with us today for Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Don't go anywhere. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.